Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin. Liz
Phair. Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the replacement.
It's the Balcony. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The Balcony once again.
You're already crooning, huh?
In the crooning mode already, man. Just trying to get right into the... It's like, hit that swing. Yeah. Right on, baby.
All
right,
Hepcat.
Hepcat and Hepcats and all that.
Let's get on.
All right. Hi, everybody. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. And the two of us here, Balcony Radio.
BalconyRadio.com, BalconyRadio@gmail.com.
Yes, those are the places to go and be.
Yes.
All right. Let's just get down to it.
We got
to
get down to it because we got some swinging and swaying and bebopping. Oh, I don't know about some bebopping, but
not really.
We got some crooning and swinging.
That's more like it. So the other day we were talking about what show we got to do, and you just threw this one out of left field, and damn it, why didn't we do this earlier?
Well, it's about time.
It really is.
Well, the series is Swing Time, and this is episode number 7, and we are hitting up the Rat Pack tonight.
Yes.
Rat Pack at Go-Go.
So just three guys taking over the stage, Frank, Dean, and Sammy. And do I even have to say who they are? Seriously.
Well, the Rat Pack consisted of many
other... A few other
ancillary people.
Well, but we're talking...
How's that for a toss-off?
That was good.
That was pretty bad.
That was good. But, you know, for our purposes, the Rat Pack is the three crooners in the center.
Mm-hmm.
We'll leave Joey Bishop for another day.
Yeah. Did he sing much? I don't know. He was
not a lot.
He was a stand-up. He was a comedian.
Well, he was the MC, basically.
Right.
That was his gig, is to come out and be goofy between acts and introduce them.
Peter Lawford did do some singing.
Peter Lawford was
in the movies,
more of the... Yeah.
So.
And in the stage show, too.
Right.
And he was more of a straight man, too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Well, he was the stuffy British guy.
Pretty much, yes. Or he played like the spoiled rich kid, I guess you could say.
Or drunk British guy.
Drunk spoiled rich kid, yeah.
So,
and there were a whole lots of others. So you got to watch Ocean's 11 to pick up on that.
The original one.
Yeah, the original one.
Did you like the remake?
I never saw it.
Really?
Yes.
I think you would. I know you like Steven Soderbergh. So
yes.
But the original movie is so great. The original Ocean's 11 has one of the best endings ever.
It really does.
And they find out the money's all been cremated. It's so hilarious.
Spoiler alert.
They do not get away with the money in the original Ocean's 11. They get fucked at the end in a really hilarious way. They do it to themselves, though.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So that's the Rat Pack. But we're sticking to the three top of the marquee guys.
Yeah, so we're going to stick to the three main dudes. And if you're a younger person, you're not familiar with them and their music, just sit back. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1, go to Wikipedia and look at the Rat Pack. Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Learn some history.
So it's Dean Martin, Sammy Davis, and the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra, today.
Yes. So let's start out with some studio material. We're going to bounce them around the three dudes. And what do you want to start out with?
Well, we're going to start out with, I think, the coolest of the three.
So we're starting with Dean.
Dean Martin, yeah, yes.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, I knew where you were going with that.
Okay, this is called There's My Lover.
I look at her and I say to myself, there's my lover. Just imagine that she comes running to me for love. I feel so proud I could shout to the crowd, there's my lover. But the crowd mustn't know, for I mustn't show my love. Those are the lips that kiss me. Those those are the arms that hold me. Those loving hands caress me. Oh, but the fates have blessed me. There is my first love, my last love, my all. There's my lover. Be it right, be it wrong, I'll always belong to her. Love, my last love, my all. There's my lover. Be it right, be it wrong, I'll always belong to
stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care, my love waits there in San Francisco, above the blue and windy sea. Your golden sun will shine for me. San Francisco. Your golden sun will shine for me.
Well, Johnny, how are you enjoying yourself up here?
Oh, wonderful, Frank. But, gee, I miss Axel. I guess he misses me.
Yeah, I can see why he'd miss you. I can understand. You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire
while the breeze on high sang a lullaby.
You'd be all my heart could desire,
yonder stars, chilled by the weather, under an August moon shining above.
You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love. Under stars chilled by the winter,
under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice,
you'd be paradise to come home to.
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossoms on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean. Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. You sleep in peace when day is done, and that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Lord, freedom is mine, I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
I'd cry like a baby if you told me goodbye. I'd feel like a snowball on the 4th of July. If you ever said you were leaving for good, I'd weep like a weeping willow, honest I would. I'd cry like a baby with a busted balloon. I'd let out a wail that would be heard on the moon. Our love was so splendid, don't end it so soon. Don't leave me here sighing, a sobbing and a sighing, crying like a baby for you. I'd cry like a baby if you told me goodbye. I'd feel like a snowball on the 4th of July. If you ever said you were leaving for good, I'd weep like a weeping willow, honest I would. I'd cry like a baby with a busted balloon. I'd let out a wail that would be heard on the moon. Our love was so splendid, don't end it so soon. Don't leave me here sighing, a sobbing and a sighing, crying like a baby for you. Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week, 'cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek. I don't mind Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call. And Monday to Friday go fast, and another week is past. But Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually seek, until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually see, until I hear you at that door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. Until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week.
Oh, yes, there you go. A very fine opening set featuring all three of our featured artists tonight on Swing Time Episode 7, The Rat Pack. Yes. And a very fine opening six songs.
Yes. Some good Rat Packery there.
Yes, and much more to come. My
hell
goodness.
Hell yeah.
You want to read that off for him?
Yes, I will, Daddy-O. Right-o. Here we go.
Right on, man. Swing, Dad.
We started with Dean Martino doing There's My Lover from his album Like Never Before. And then Sammy Davis Jr. taking a song away from another buddy of theirs, doing I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Yes.
Putting a little boogie into that one, too. Not used to hearing it that
way.
Well,
swinging, actually.
Not
doing
bad,
a little swing
though.
On that song, yeah. Rather than torching it up like fucking Mr. A. Bennett does.
Yeah. Sammy doesn't like Saturday night. Tony doesn't like Sunday afternoon. There's your difference.
Well, he does it 3 a.m. style.
Yes, that's right. You're right.
He does it smoking 3 a.m. style. And
Sammy does it at like 10:30
style. Yeah. He's like the first show opening song, like opening up there. Quite a difference.
Super big
Quite
difference.
Quite a different interpretation.
Huge difference. And that was Sammy's version of Left My Heart in San Francisco from his conceptual album. Sammy Davis Jr. sings the big ones for young lovers, which is his doing a lot of late 50s, early 60s material. And really good album. Mm-hmm. And then we went over to Frank Sinatra doing You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. It's one of my favorite songs. And that's from a great record called Sinatra Sings Cole Porter.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Ooh, yes,
it is
yes,
very
yes.
good.
Good.
And then Sammy Davis Jr. doing the immortal Feeling Good, which as we're all familiar with Nina Simone's version, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But Sammy Davis Jr. proving that a song is always in good hands when Sammy's doing it. Seriously.
Yes, he does. He interprets quite well.
He interprets so well. And that was from a record called The Sammy Davis Jr. Show with Special Guests. And we went back to Dino then for I'd Cry Like a Baby. And that was from one of his many greatest hits. And then we finished up there with Frank Sinatra with his first big single, if you're familiar with Frank's career. Saturday Night is the Loneliest Night of the Week. That was a re-recorded version. The original one is on Songs for Swinging Lovers, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the original one is very skinny Frank. And if you've heard it on CD, it's a scratchy version. So that was a remake.
That's so he cut a new version.
He cut a new version. He did that with a lot of his greatest hits, because just to do them with Nelson Riddle, I think.
Really? Yeah, exactly. Nelson Riddle or some other band leader that he hadn't worked with before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who else would it be? Or Duke Ellington.
Duke Ellington. No, Count Basie.
Count Basie is the main one. It would be one of the two of those guys. It would be Basie or Nelson Riddle.
Yeah.
He'd re-record a lot of
the songs. A few other ones. Probably Don Costa would be another one, or maybe...
Whoever was in Capitol.
Gordon Lewis?
Gordon Litch?
Gordon Sinclair? I can't remember his name.
Wasn't it Litch?
No. Well, at any rate.
It's Gordon Lewis. You're right. It's Gordon Lewis, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, whoever he was working with,
mm-hmm.
it'll be great.
Whoever wanted to go down into the basement with Frank.
The Capitol Records building, where they probably recorded a lot of those
mm-hmm.
things.
That's where he did a lot of recording.
Oh, yeah.
Not very far from us.
Not far at all.
Yes.
So do you want to do some more here?
Yeah, let's just jump right back into it.
All right.
Does this make you want to have a cigarette and a drink?
It really does. Just, yeah, a highball and a Camel cigarette. You know.
Let's just stick to...
So we're getting into the live stuff now. This is going to be individual live tracks from each of the featured guests.
Yeah.
And
do you want to tell them how we're kind of putting the show together?
The structure of this.
We're kind of doing it the way they would do their shows, because they wouldn't all come out at once together. They would take turns doing a couple of songs. And then they would all come out and goof off for like 45 minutes, and that was the rest of the show. But they would like I was showing you the video before we started, like Dean Martin would come out and do two songs, and then he'd leave, and then Joey Bishop would come on and do like a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And then Sammy would come on, and then Frank would come on, and then they would all go on at once, and then that would be the real show. And if you've seen it, if you've watched it, you've seen or heard some of their performance.
Oh,
like
yes.
When they're going.
Oh, most definitely.
It's so silly. They're silly.
Yeah, well, it's an adult show.
It is a very adult show, especially for the late early 60s when they're doing it, or mid 60s. It's just, it's all innuendo jokes and racial humor and anti-Semitic jokes.
Oh, most definitely.
It's hilarious.
Not politically correct by any stretch of the
imagination. Yeah, it's like, it's just the best.
Yeah.
It's so hilarious. This is none of the shit you can get away with now.
Yeah, so we're kind of structuring this in a way where we're starting out with some studio performances at the mm-hmm. beginning for each of them, then individual live stuff, and then we're going to end the show with a great big swoop of camaraderie with
that's
stage,
a good word, yes,
with the Rat Pack, and that's going to be truly
those
amazing.
Band of brothers.
So that'll be later on in the show, so stick around for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, seriously,
please.
You do want to stick around. It's pretty cool.
So now
let's get back to the solo material and the live stuff, and what better place to start? Here's Sammy Davis Jr. live on the Ed Sullivan Show.
And a fool am I. We never fell in love. It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of. What kind of man is this that could not see what could be seen by almost everyone but me? What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love, that left me alone like this? Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am. What kind of clown am I? What do I know of life? Why can't I cast away this mask of clay and live my own life? Why can't I fall in love?
Under my skin, I have got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I've tried so not to give in, and I said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well that I've got you under my skin? I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice comes in the night. It repeats, repeats in my ear, but you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin. Run for cover, running high. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice comes in the night, it repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, there ain't no chance to win. Why not choose your mentality? Wake up, step up to reality. Just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. Because I've got you under my skin. Yeah, you grab me under my skin.
Gotta watch myself. I just spotted a few children down here, and oh well. She walks like an angel walks. Whoop talks like an angel talks, and her hair has a kind of curl. Yeah, to my mind, she's my kind of girl. She's wise like an angel's wise, with eyes like an angel's eyes, and a smile, it's like a pearl. Oh, to my mind, she's my kind of girl. Pretty little face, that face just knocks me off my feet. Pretty little feet, she's really sweet enough to eat. Oh, looks like an angel looks, and cooks like an angel cooks, and my mind's in a kind of world. Yeah, to my mind, she's my kind of girl. A little face, that face just knocks me off my feet. Her little feet, she's really sweet enough to eat. Oh, looks like an angel looks, and she cooks like an angel cooks, and my mind's in a kind of world. Yeah, to my mind, she's my kind of girl. And my heart, so full of joy, because to her, I'm her kind of boy.
Oh yeah. All the best music is on.
Try to do it without laughing.
the balcony.
The still of the night, as I gaze out of my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, oh, the times without number, baby, when I say, as I love you, are you my life to be, my dream come true, or will this dream of mine fade away out of sight like the moon getting dim on the rim of the hill in the chill still of the night? Or will this lovely dream fade away out of sight just like the moon getting dim on the rim of the hill in the chill still of the night? The tune still of the night.
I've had a very, very special request, but I'm going to sing anyhow. There's a little number that I had good fortune recording about 8, 9 years ago, and it sold about 2 million records. And if you don't believe me, you come on over to my house, we'll go down to the cellar, and I'll show them to you. They're all down there. And this is from that wonderful picture, Lay Back and Read.
Take one fresh and tender kiss, add one stolen night of bliss. One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, one man, memories are made of this. Don't forget a small moonbeam, folding lightly with a dream.
your lips and mine. Two sips of wine, memories are made of this. Then at the wedding bell, one house for lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days, see how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you would savor with his blessings from above. Serve generously with love. One man, one wife, one love through life, man. Memories are made of this. Memories are made of memories, they're made of that.
Well, we're going to do a number. I mean, we're going to do a number here. Look at that, how I've lost down here. We would like to, songs are so important, ladies and gentlemen. There are certain songs that you sing today that automatically you think of other people. For instance, when you sing a song like, give me that thing.
He ain't no more hound dog, when you grind all time. He ain't no more hound dog, when you grind all time. You ain't never took a rabbit and you ain't no rim.
Well, you say, you automatically think of Andre Castellanos, and this type of music has become a point of view, right? Today it's a whole different kind of music and a whole different kind of concept. Oh, chicka chicka, oh, chicka chicka.
It's all right, it's okay. It's all right, it's okay, it's all right, it's okay, it's okay, it's all right, it's all right. Well, I'll meet you down on 45th Street. That's where the peppermint twisters meet. Oh, yeah,
I don't know, we used to do a Lindy Hop and a Jitterbug and all the things up in Harlem at the Savoy. I don't know, today it's a twist, I don't know. But if you don't do it, forget it. You know, and the guy that makes the best twist tempo for me is the guy that does,
tell me what I say, tell me what I say now. Whoa, what I say, tell me what I say now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell me what I say, just one more time, just one more time.
Just one, hold it, hold it. Fellas, you don't seem to, hold it. You don't seem to understand. It's not one more time. It's one more time. I know you're working under a handicap, but do the best you can.
Tell me what I say. Just one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time. What I say, yeah.
That's enough, that's enough. That's the kind of dancing they do today. No, no, please. No, that's it. I'm afraid that's it.
Okay.
Sammy is done.
Thank you very much, Mr. Davis Jr.
He gets in a white joke in the middle of the song.
That was great.
That was so awesome.
I like that a lot. Good for him. Hound Dog and What I Say, live at the Coconut Grove. Kind of a medley of tunes there.
Oh, man, what a cool place to have been.
Oh, yeah, when it was still open, man.
Yeah.
And
to see Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, right, exactly. Coconut Grove, man.
There's a...
At the Ambassador Hotel.
Total recommendation, go onto YouTube and just type in Sammy Davis Jr. impressions. There's one video that I found, it's from a stage show, and it's like 15 minutes long, and he does everybody like who was famous in the 50s.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And like he does movie stars, and he does impressions of politicians, and then he'll do songs in the way that the people sing them. And like in that one, he did Elvis and he did Ray Charles, but in the other one that I've seen, he does like the rest of the Rat Pack, and he does Tony Bennett, and then the best one is he does a spot on Nat King Cole.
It's just, really?
Like that.
That's great. I would love to hear that.
It's so bitchin'.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. I'll direct you to the video. Oh, I know you'll get a kick out of it.
Cool, all right.
Yeah, and Sammy is just fucking funny, man. He's just funny.
They all had a sense of humor. They really
did, but he was the one with the talent. Like, that's how it went. Frank had the power, and Dean was the cool one, and Sammy was the talented one. That's how it goes, right?
I think that would be the way to go.
Frank was the boss.
That's right.
He had the voice. He was the best singer, but Sammy was the one who was just, he could do anything.
Multi-talented.
He really could do anything.
And he could play a lot of good instruments, too.
Fuck yeah, he's a great drummer. He's a real, real good drummer.
And a trumpeter and all kinds of stuff.
Played the vibraphones as well. Mm-hmm. Did he play guitar? I don't recall.
I don't know.
So
it would surprise me.
Nothing would surprise me with that dude at all. So why don't I read it off so you can do some plug-ins?
Certainly.
So we started with Sammy Davis Jr. live on the Ed Sullivan program doing What Kind of Fool Am I? And Bringing the House Down. And that's the title track from one of his collections, also called What Kind of Fool Am I? Mm-hmm. And then something very, very cool. Frank Sinatra live at the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas. Or as it says here, live at the Sands Hotel and Casino.
Oh, yes.
Doing I've Got You Under My Skin live 1966. And that's Frank with Quincy Jones conducting the Count Basie Orchestra. Top flight all around. Seriously.
Oh, no doubt about that.
That is a room there's no jeans allowed.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's all
no pants.
And all, it's all club dress.
Yeah, no capri pants on the ladies.
No.
You wear a dress, you smoke a cigarette, you sit there.
That's right.
just get wowed. Okay. And that is from a great album. I can't recommend more, Sinatra at the Sands. And that's mid-60s Frank, when he was at a real, real commercial and critical peak, really. He had a very good 60s.
Mm-hmm. And he was like we were talking off the air, he was just over 50 years old or so. Yeah. And he was really just starting to kick in.
Got his voice back.
His late era, his late career was starting to kick in.
Yeah. Great 60s, bad 70s. Should have avoided the 80s.
Yeah, right.
Frank's 80s records are not good.
Yeah, well, they're questionable.
LA is my lady. Do you remember that one?
Oh, I do. Yes, yeah. That's. Oh, yes,
damn
well,
it. That's. Okay. And let's just move on. Mm-hmm. Dean Martin then did My Kind of Girl live in Lake Tahoe, and that's from a record called Collected Cool. And then Frank again with In the Still of the Night, Back to the Sands, but that one was from 1961. And that is from one of the recent releases of Live Frank, and that's just called Vegas. Good stuff. And then Dino with one of my favorite Dino songs. One of your favorites, right? It's got to be.
Yeah, that was...
You like music, right?
I do like music. No. It's completely alien to me.
You got good taste and you like music, so this is one of your favorite Dean Martin songs, right?
Yes, okay. One of them.
It's not that favorite, but it's just a great song. Memories are made of this, and that's Dino at the Sands. Man, that's the spot to be at on the Strip.
Oh, yeah.
And then we finished up there with Sammy Davis Jr. live at the Coconut Grove, doing a medley of Elvis Presley's Hound Dog and Ray Charles is What I'd Say, and also making fun of his backup singers.
There you
for
go.
For being white.
Just for being.
And
for
clapping that. On 1 and 3, probably.
So, really? Or not saying the line right.
No, fellas. I know you have
it's
a handicap.
It's not one more time. It's one more time. I know you're handicapped. Okay.
That's great. All right. Do the plugs.
Plug I shall. Ladies and gentlemen, the first thing I'd like to plug you about is our email address, which is balconyradio@gmail.com, and you can send your questions, comments, suggestions, requests, criticisms, praises, and all that stuff to balconyradio@gmail.com, and we will give you a proper response. And those of you that have sent emails there, thank you very much for your involvement. And that, of course, leads you right back to the website, which is balconyradio.com. I do remember what the website is called. It's balconyradio.com. I did. And you can find all kinds of stuff to do there. The first off is you can listen to our stream, which runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Monday through Saturday, you get our multi-genre stream, which is basically anything in our 45,000-track collection, more or less, 45,000-track collection, whichever pops up there Monday through Saturday, that's what you get. And it is very safe for work, for home, for the office, for everybody that you want to get involved with the music. The stream is rated G, or I guess you could rate it, say PG, if you will. So it's safe for everything. So that is the stream that runs Monday through Saturday. And then on Sunday, it is just equally as cool because you get 24 hours of jazz from midnight to midnight. So you can just put balcony and balconyradio.com in the background there, listen to jazz and read your New York Times or whatever you like to read, and to get your Saturday stuff going. So that's what jazz is all about. So that's on Sunday. So we have a little bit of everything for you in the stream, or we try and put everything for you. And of course, on the site, you can see our RSS feed where you can subscribe and get our twice weekly show updates, our podcast updates, and you get those on Sundays and Wednesdays. Sundays, you get our multi-genre shows like our psych show, our country show, our Beatles show, our Stone show, our ladies show, all kinds of stuff that we got going on Sundays. And then on Wednesdays, you get the 101 series. And on Sundays, of course, you get this show in the mix of things, Swing Time. And then on Wednesdays, you get the 101 series, which is explorations and topics in music, musical explorations, and that's a person, place, or thing, whatever it is we like to explore. We do that with music, and that's in the 101 series, dropped on Wednesdays, so you can get your iPod or whatever, your MP3 thing, updated through our RSS feed, which is right there on the website. And you can see, you can listen to past episodes of all of our shows. They are posted there for your enjoyment as well. And you can see playlists for most of the shows that we have posted up there, or there's a link for a video playlist, because sometimes we do extract things from YouTube and turn that into a nice show. In fact, more on that in just a little bit. But that is happening at the website. You can, like I said, listen to the past shows, and you can also make a donation to us. There is a donate button there. You can drop a little silver in the hat for us and helps us get along, and keeps everything nice and upgraded and sounding just fine, and keeps the stream running smoothly and keeps all of our equipment up to date. And so there's that donate button, and it's done securely through PayPal, and you know, it helps out, and thank you very much for those that have helped out. And you can also purchase the music that you listen to in the shows for the playlists that do have the lists there. There are links to a playlist on Amazon that you can see all of the songs. You can purchase the individual tracks or the CD that the item happens to be on, whatever you do. And you can also do all of your Amazon shopping right there with the button, the Amazon button. And a little bit goes right back to us. And that, of course, keeps things nice and tight and happening, and oh, just happening all over the place. So you can also friend us at Facebook at Balcony Radio FM. So there are your basic happenings, and enjoy the website because there's a lot going on. We redesigned it late last year, and now it's back and happening and really looking just better than ever. So
Way better.
We thanks very much to our good friend Grant Keller for making us look all snazzy and happening and very cool, man. Very cool indeed. So now what we're going to do is we're moving into the different part of the show. We're going to listen to the Rat Pack in a collective form. There are several things that are on the YouTube that Anthony has found here, and he has found some very nice things, yeah. I think. That you want to explain what you got here?
Sure. We're going to do, I think, is it one set or two sets?
I think we'll do two.
It's two sets, right.
Of five.
Yeah, it's two sets. And the first one, what we did is that we found some live performances of the dudes, the three guys, in various arrangements. Because there's not a lot of video of them performing together, because that was a nightclub act, and that just didn't get videotaped very often. Like I told you, there's one official, like, staged performance that they did for the cameras, and that was in 65. Like, we watched the beginning of it before the show started, and it was a thing they did for closed circuit television, and it was them the three of them with Johnny Carson emceeing, and it's very cool. And you should just go onto YouTube and check it out. Just type in the Rat Pack and Johnny Carson, and it'll take you right to it. It's a 90-minute show, and it is tremendous. It kicks ass.
Right.
And so the other show, there was a couple of bootleg videos that are on the YouTube that actually have the time signature on the bottom. And it's obviously, it's the in-house camera, and it's at the Sands, I think it's at the Sands, where they did, where they used to have a residency, and there's a couple of those shows, I think one from 1960 and one from 63 or so, that are on YouTube, but the camera is way up in the balcony, looking down, and it's the house audio, so it's not the best recording, so there's not a lot of material of them on stage. You know, that's worth, actually.
That's good listening.
Yeah.
That's worth, broadcast quality.
That would be worth making an MP3 out of, really, right. Is what we're thinking. So, but the dudes were such buddies that they, you know, used to wind up doing a lot of stuff together anyway. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a set of them interchangeably appearing with each other on various programs and things like that, so...
Okay, all right.
Let's start it off. You're going to like this. This is Dean and Sammy doing a song called Samsung.
Yeah, I'll try to stand it up. Oh, I need that, boy. Why, here's a happy tune.
A happy tune.
You love to groom.
You love to groom.
They call it Dean song.
You don't seem to understand.
Catchy as can be.
I must agree.
The melody.
The melody.
They call it Dean song.
It looks like I'm gonna have to explain this here. Explain. You don't dig this scene.
Explain.
I'm saying Dean.
Explain.
The song is Sam's song.
Sam, you're just a ham.
Yeah, but Dean, here's the scam. The song was named after Sam.
Sam who?
Sam Houston.
Oh, may I say with pride, where I reside, they call it Dean song.
That's quite a group you got going for you, Daddy.
There's no bigger choir that you could hire for singing Dean song.
They make Los Angeles look like Cucamonga.
Sam, it's plain to see you're put out with me.
I'm just not singing along.
Tell you what I'll do. Since I'm with you.
Okay.
We'll call it Clyde song.
Clyde song?
Well, here's a happy tune.
It's a sweet melody, and I'm happy to say it was named after me, but he's calling it
Clyde song. Where am I?
Now, I don't like to beep, but I'm sorry to say that the man is a thief, because he's calling it
Clyde song.
Where are you?
Nothing on your mind.
There's a lot on my mind, and I'm standing here saying you're being unkind, because you're calling it
Clyde. You're on my hand.
Oh, I'm sorry. My eye shot in red. Tense don't seem to blend. Oh, I hear what you say, but by then do you mean that you'll do it your way, you dirty rat?
Samsung.
Did you say Samsung?
Well, let's give the ending a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't nobody talk like.
That's the name of this song.
Is Samsung.
It's not Irving song.
It's Samsung.
It's not Cuppy song.
Samsung.
Only thing I know is that if this record comes out and it ain't called Samsung, there's gonna be a nasty letter from my lawyer, Calhoun. Yeah.
That's Samsung.
Like the wallpaper sticks to the wall.
Like the seashore clings to the sea.
Like you'll never get rid of your shadow. Frank, you'll never get rid of me.
Let all the others fight and fuss. Whatever happens, we've had us.
We're closer than pages that stick
and
in a book.
My shadow.
We're closer than ripples that go in a brook.
Strolling
wherever you'll find him, you'll find me just
the avenue.
closer than a miser or the bloodhound's Eliza me.
Closer than Smog is to all of L.A.
My shadow.
Closer than Bobby is to JFK. No soul can bust this team in two. We stick together like glue.
And when it's sleeping time,
that's when we ride. How do you like sitting in the back of the bus, Dean?
Our clocks don't chime.
What a surprise.
They ring. A ding ding, happy new year,
me.
And now to repeat what we said at the start, they'll need a big crowbar to break us apart.
All alone, but far from blue.
Before we get Spanish, we'll make the town roar. We'll make all the late spots and then a few more.
We'll start in at Jilly's and maybe Toots Shaw.
Life is gonna be a wee wow wee.
Wee!
For my shadow
and me.
What we play is here. Come on.
I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China.
And all that fried rice.
All to myself alone.
You get some of the fortune cookies too?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where did you take this one? Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. 'Cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek, sneak. You got one?
Hold it.
Sweet, sweet.
Wait, hold it.
Sweet, sweet.
Now just hold it.
Sweet, sweet.
Wait a minute. One fresh and a kiss.
Such one little help with this thing.
You don't need it. Don't need it.
I can't find it.
Oh, I had one stolen night of bliss.
Sweet, sweet. Sweet, sweet.
One girl.
That's nice.
One boy.
That's so nice.
And some grief. Some joy. Memories are made of this.
Memories are made of this.
And it is made.
The girl that I marry will have to be as soft and as pink as a nursery. The girl I call my own will wear satins and laces and smell of provolone.
Yeah.
Oh, cologne.
If I mixed me with Frank Sinatra, if me isn't true,
it's a raid
in Alvarado.
And what was your next one? Here it is.
I've got a crush on you.
What I look like.
Yeah.
85.
All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion.
Send me a drag with it.
That I could fall with so much emotion.
Ooh. For something foreign, thank you.
All righty.
Here we go now.
We money. Ci verso per te, mamma, dormi una notte, how about me?
That's a nice song. Yes, I like it very much.
Uh-huh.
I think we ought to both take one, a whack at one, and we know.
Yeah. Don't cry, Joe.
let her go, let her go, let her go. You want a boy?
Don't cry, Joe. Let her go, let her go, let her go.
Now you've got to realize that this here's the wind-up. You're gonna feel much better once you've made your mind up. So don't cry, Joe. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go.
Here's a happy tune.
A happy tune.
We're gonna crew.
We're gonna crew.
We call it Samson.
Thank you. We're in the mood.
It won't be rude.
It won't be rude.
To sing some Dean song.
Maybe you get around to that too.
Long as you agree.
I agree.
That you and me.
You and I.
Can sing some grand songs.
Well, that's what we're here for, isn't it?
Now let's start this week.
For heaven's sake, before they take us away.
What kind of fool am I?
Yeah, Sam. Who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of. Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am.
I can't give you anything but love.
Yeah.
Baby, that's the only thing I've plenty of. My baby, you dream of I'll see you
while
you're sure to find a happiness and a gain. All the things you think you'll find.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, pennies from heaven.
You find your fortune falling all over the town.
Just be sure that your umbrella is upside down.
Freedom for a package of moonshine and powder.
But if you dig the things that you love, you know you've got to have showers. So Spain through your window pane. apology. There came a wail. Don't you know it came from a downhearted frail? And they played that as a part of the blues. Hey, take a spot.
How come a whippoorwill? I didn't do no.
They pushed it to a horn till it was worn into a blue note. And then they nursed it, rehearsed it, and gave out the news that the sound.
A happy tune,
we'll call them Sam songs, Dean songs, our songs. Good evening, friends.
Yes, the epitome of cool there, my goodness. Sammy Damn. Davis Jr. and Dean Martin teaming up for a medley of so many songs. We couldn't keep track of all of them.
I stopped writing them down. I stopped writing like 90 seconds and I just told you, screw this. They're just doing too many. I was already like five or six in and I was like, what am I doing? Yeah. Let me just watch this.
It was just amazing.
The video is great because...
It's from the Hollywood Palace. It's from Dean Martin's Hollywood Palace show from the 70s.
Early 70s. And the best part is the video is you just tell those guys are like... it's just fun to see friends, like actual real friendship and like two performers.
Yes.
Who are actually friends. Like these, they play off each other so well. Like... The video is great. Just go to YouTube and just type in Dean and Sammy Medley. It's 6 minutes, and it's just going to make your day better.
Oh, yeah. What's wonderful to watch these two pros in action.
It's awesome. And pro is the word. Like, these guys are consummate, like, entertainers. And just to see the two of them playing off each other and just being goofy and still doing the songs. And, like,
yeah.
At one point, Dean falls down. It's just great.
That big laugh that you heard there was, that was Dean Martin.
Dean falling. Taking a spill. And the whole time, they're both smoking. You can just can't beat that.
Amazing. You want to read off that set there? You got the list. You put it aside. You put the database aside there. My goodness. Okay.
Yes. Let me read it off. Yes. So we started with Dean and Sammy doing a song called Sam's Song. And don't know where that was. It could have been anywhere. That was a bootleg recording from someplace. And then Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. doing Me and My Shadow. And I'm not even going to guess where that
was. Yeah, there's too many shit. There's all over the place.
They were friends for a billion years and just played everywhere and recorded together. I'll just name the songs. And then Frank and Dean from a television performance doing a medley of songs. This one I actually did write down. They did Slow Boat to China, Saturday Night, Memories Are Made of This, The Girl That I Marry, Inamorata, I've Got a Crush on You, and Let Her Go. And sharing a cigarette.
Sharing a cigarette and drinking. In black and white footage. I don't know what show it was from, but it's just a great piece of footage.
Who knows?
Man.
Yeah, they're sitting at a table with drinks on it in black and white, just going back and forth singing songs. And it's just cool.
Very cool.
And then we finished up there with that Hollywood Palace medley. Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy dressed up very, very chicly.
Yes, he has the
he looks pretty dope.
Early 70s Afro-American styles going on.
Mm-hmm. He's even got a bit of a fro going. Which
yes, and the sunglasses, too.
And the sunglasses, and he's got like a Nehru jacket with a purple shirt under it. He just looks cool.
That's lavender, I think, actually.
Is that lavender?
Yeah,
it's lavender.
Is.
Yeah, you're right. It's just cool.
Very cool, man. And, of course, Dean's in his usual tuxedo.
Yeah, I know. 1971, 1951. Dean looks the same.
That's right.
He's always dressed to go out.
All right. So we got another set. We got the closing set here now.
Yes.
And so, we're going to get back to some more video of the three Rat Pack killers.
Yes. And this is the three guys together. So this is how the show goes. They all do their thing. And then they play in various guises. Like some of them, they'll do each other's songs. And then the end of the show is just the three of them just trading off on lines on songs, and it's just great.
Yeah, it works,
so,
man.
Let's finish it up. What's the first tune?
Let's see. This is from that performance that were talking about at the beginning of the show with Johnny Carson. So this is they're performing live in 1965.
Yes.
So this could be a whole. This is probably a medley of songs that'll be.
I forgot what song this is. Yeah, just play it.
So here we go, kids.
Oh my goodness gracious! No! The guy in the back can't hear you. Go ahead, a little more, baby. Loosen up.
Hey. You may be my leader, but I'm gonna punch you right in your mouth.
Hey. Oh, they. That's
hey.
All
right.
I gotta catch a train sooner. Yeah.
What are you complaining about? I gotta go to a bar mitzvah in a minute. They heard the through the trees, singing weird, weird melodies, and they named that blues the start of the blues.
And from a jail came a wail, from a down hearted frail, and they called that the start of the blues. From a whippoorwill high on a hill.
How about that?
They took a new note for shutting a horn till it was born. I'll call you if I need you. Till it's a blue note. Get off the stage.
And then they nursed it. And they rehearsed it.
How does it feel to sit in the back of the bus?
Then I hear of the news that the Southland really gets
burned. Let's give Dean a chance.
It's shut.
Thank you, but we had all the fun.
What's playing at the Roxy? I'll tell you what's playing at the Roxy. A picture about a Minnesota man so in love with a Mississippi girl that he sacrifices everything and moves all the way to Biloxi. That's what's playing at the Roxy.
What's in the Daily News? I'll tell you what's in the Daily News. Story about a guy bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise would have been his union dues. That's what's in the Daily News.
What's happening all over? I'll tell you what's happened all over. Guy sitting home by a television set who once used to be something of a rover. That's what's happened all over. Love is a thing that has licked him, and it looks like Nathan's another victim. When you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll. When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for his Jane. When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten a Taj Mahal, call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money. That the guy's only doing it for some doll. When you see a Joe saving half of his dough, you can bet they'll be minking it for some doll. When a bum buys wine like a bum can't afford, it's a cinch that the bum is under the thumb of some little broad. When you see a mug lately out of the jug, and he's still lifting platinum for the raw, call it hell, call it heaven, it's a probable 12 to 7 that the guy's only doing it for some doll, some doll, some doll. The guy's only doing it for some doll. Probable 12 to 7 that the guy's only doing it for some doll, some doll, some doll. The guy's only doing it for some doll.
This song, ladies and gentlemen, has always been one of our favorites. In fact, it was one of mine because it was the first song I ever recorded, ever. It was a very special spot. Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Oh, hey there.
What do you want, Sam? If you want to laugh, go and sit in the audience.
Better forget it.
In harmony. He has you dancing on his drink. Break it and she won't care. Won't you take the advice? I had you like a brother.
A mother, mother.
He said half a word, didn't he, Dad? Too much of love to hear. Is it all going in one ear?
Where's the toilet?
Oh.
It's down the hall, third door to the right. But be careful, ain't no sign on there. Cheer up, have a good time, Sam. Go ahead.
And on the other.
Get off the stage.
Get him out of here.
All right, Dean, baby. Catch you a little later on down the line when you're all right.
I like to say how what a thrill it is to be here and be a small part of World War III. And it is exciting to keep things, as they say in the old days, with the hat turned up type of performers, keep things moving right along. We would, you will inhale at this table occasionally, won't you, sir? I know there's a lot of colored people here, but they ain't no Indians, you know. I would like, with your kind permission, either that or give me some of what you smoking, one of the two. I'm only kidding. Thought you'd get a kick out of it. We would like at this time to do a song, a couple of oldies. We feature our guitarist, Mr. Terry Rosen.
I ain't much to look at.
You're goddamn right.
Nothing to see.
You're goddamn right. Baby.
I'm glad I'm living.
Look who's living.
And lucky to be I've got a woman.
A woman. She's an old bag.
Crazy for me.
She's a nut.
She's funny that way. Elmo Tanner. I ain't got a dollar. Can't save a cent.
Join the club, boy.
She wouldn't holler. She'd live in a tent.
Jewish people don't live in tents. They don't even smoke camels.
I should know better. Do the other song. They'll never let me finish this one. You know.
That's right. Oh, well. So it goes. Well, there you
Jewish
go. There's the Rat Pack. Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, and Dean Martin in their prime doing what they did best, breaking every rule in the book.
Hebrews don't camp. Oh, Frank, you anti-Semitic guinea bastard.
Whoa. Okay, well, at any rate. Well, there you go. There's
love them.
There's Swing Time Episode 7 and our look at the Rat Pack. And, well, that was very cool. We kind of finished up there with some YouTube videos of a wild variety of them together. You know, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool. What did we play there?
Well, we started out with them doing Birth of the Blues at the very beginning of that. That was very cool with them, all four of them.
With Johnny Carson.
There was Johnny Carson sitting in there for Joey Bishop, I presume.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't tell the people. Yeah, Joey Bishop was supposed to be there, so it would have been a full-on Rat Pack show, but Joey hurt his back or something, they said.
Yes.
Right before, in the last-minute substitution, the host was Johnny Carson.
But he sang pretty well.
And that's 1965, so that's Carson about three to maybe four years into hosting The Tonight Show.
Right.
So he is a super big star at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like he's the name comedian on television in the mid-60s, like.
That's right, man.
That shows two things. That shows, one, how cool Johnny Carson is, because he dropped everything to go at the last minute to St. Louis
to
MC a show. And two, how fucking powerful is Frank Sinatra? It's like, my buddy can't do it. Who can I call? I'm going to call Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson. And he comes up and
Johnny
he does
shows
it.
Up.
And he sings and he does it and it's pretty amazing, man.
Yeah. So.
And he's making jokes. Even the jokes about him are now in the culture, you know, because he even jokes about himself during that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we watched the opening and the performance is on YouTube. Go watch it. Seriously, it's 90 minutes. It's great. And Johnny comes out and he just basically does a really brief monologue and then starts introducing the guys. And what's the Carson's joke about how he read a study that the birth rate in America had gone down in the last three to five years. And he says, my show must have had something to do with it.
That's right, exactly. There you go. So he's in the culture already in mid-60s.
For 1965, that's a good joke.
That's a cool joke, man. All right. So we had more Rat Pack stuff there doing Guys and Dolls, the title track for that play, movie. And
show.
Then show, yes, Broadway show. There you go. And then we had Hey There right after that. And then we finished up with She's Funny That Way. And oh my God.
She's a nut.
She's a nut. And she's all kind of really crazed out there. So
you know her, right? You went out with her.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I went out with her after you.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah. Well, hopefully she's not listening. So anyway, there's the Rat Pack stuff, man. And tell us what you think at balconyradio@gmail.com. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony, and we're Balcony Radio, a Rat Pack of our own. A rat right. Duo.
Oh, there you go. We are the pair of rats.
A couple of mice.
Oh, God. So anyway, let us know what you think about this.
Yeah. Go to Facebook, be our friends there. Go to the website, balconyradio.com. Right. Listen on, to man. Music. The station broadcasts 24 hours a day, all damn day long. Just check it out.
Right on, man. Okay, so let's get out of this place.
So why don't you scroll down and play
actually,
number
10. I'll skip right over this. Yeah.
So we wanted to end with something a little bit longer because the show's on the short side compared to other ones. And we also wanted to give people more of a taste of the nightclub act, because the performance we played so far has been kind of a little bit more sanitized.
Somewhat, yes.
So let's just kind of play something a little raw. So this is something I found on the YouTube, of course, and it's them in 1961, I think. What does it say?
1960.
At the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas, and it's a house recording of one of the nights they just did the show, and they're really loose and having a good time, and the crowd is into it. It's pretty awesome.
All right.
And seriously, you and I really missed out.
Yeah, man. Oh, I would have loved to have been in Vegas in the 60s.
I would have driven you out there. We would have gone. You know, we would have gone.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been too cool. Like, seriously, if you lived on the West Coast and you didn't see their show, you dumbass, in the early 60s. Did your dad see them?
No.
Did your parents go see them?
No, I don't think so, no.
I'm going to shake your dad when I see
him. Yeah, really? What's the matter with you?
Why didn't you go see the Rat Pack, man?
Yeah, well,
you could have. It was 3.5 hours away.
Right, exactly. I think he was busy at the time doing something else.
Yeah.
Like getting married.
Yeah, raising your ass.
Raising my dumb ass. There you go. So let's get out of here, man.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Here's some Rat Packery at the Sands Hotel, 1960. Just lean back. Pour something in a long-stem glass. Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah, right on, man.
Do it all.
See ya.
Right now we have the flip side of the record, Me and My Shadow, sung for you by Francis and Clay. Here they are.
Like the wallpaper sticks to the wall, and like the seashore sticks to the sea, like you'll never get rid of your shadow, Frank, you ain't never gonna get rid of me.
I'll pick at a restaurant with you, but don't trust me.
Whatever happens, we've got us.
We're closer than pages that hang in a book. My shadow.
We're closer than ripples that go in a brook. Wherever you find me, you'll find me, just look. Closer than a miser, or the bloodhounds of Liza me.
Closer than fog is the wall of L.A.
How do you like standing in the back of the bus, Dean? Not a soul can bust this team in two. We stick together like glue.
And when it's sleeping time,
that's when we rise.
Start to swing.
Swing to the sky. Missing Boobie?
Got any tongue?
They ring. Ding, ding.
I've been no years in.
And not to repeat what I said at the start. They'll need a big crowbar to bust us apart. All alone, but far from blue. Before we get finished, we'll make the town roar. We'll make all the late spots and then a few more.
We'll start out at Jilly's right after Tootsie Shore.
Life is gonna be a wee wow wee. Gonna be a party
for my shadow and me.
Wait a minute, Dean. Don't go in there.
get the mail, Charlie?
Get the mail, Daddy.
Will you join us in rewarding three men who are important to each of us in our own performances? First, George Rhodes for Sammy, Ken Lane for Dean, and Bill Miller for myself, Bob.
Yeah, no, George. Right now, I'd like to introduce the greatest band in the country. I'd like to do that. They're not here tonight, but how about a nice round of applause for the most wonderful organization in the nation, Antonio Morelli and his fine orchestra, Anthony Morelli. Yeah, Dave! And my wife thinks I'm having a ball. We are. Right now, as I look around the room, which ain't easy to do, I see that I have never done this in the 2 weeks that I've been here. Usually the other two cats are out here saying things about the strip and introducing the wonderful folk ringside, and they expect me to do it all tonight. Well, they got another goddamn good look coming to them, because I ain't doing nothing the way I've been doing. I'd like to introduce two wonderful guys who are going to introduce some wonderful silver screen folk. Here they are, Sammy and Frankie. Get up here, get your microphones, and get me off the hook.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a man in the audience who plays more skin than the cat. The world's greatest drummer, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Mr. Buddy Rich.
Buddy Rich. You're getting this black wire all mixed up here.
Well, they don't.
We gonna do a bit?
Yeah. See, I got it even. See? There you go.
There you go.
Isn't that cat? Thank you. There's a gentleman in the audience, a great chum of mine, and he's friends with all the guys on stage. A wonderful actor. We worked together in television. In fact, the second cowboy show I did with him. Hot dog, boy. And I shot a cat right down in warm blood. I'd like a nice big hand for a wonderful TV personality and a man I did Lawman with, Mr. Peter Brown. He's sitting right here. He was.
See? Turn around. Let's turn around and show the folks. Kind of bows that, Peter. You look like you're a prince or something. What a... I think he's one of the greatest entertainers in the whole country, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you look like...
Let's not lose our heads about it.
Yeah. I said he was the best in the country, and the city ain't too good. The country's damn good.
As much as we'd like to stay out here, I think we have...
I excluded myself there. I want to know that.
Stop dancing! Oh, the people on the strip, if you're going to be in town for a day or two, all of the... What was that, Mac? The coil is burned out.
Oh, wow.
Polish Brashear down there. We thank you for coming tonight. While we're swinging, to mention a few. We are Italian and you are a Jew. We're going to now in whatever we do. Life is going to be a wee while we.
It's been a party!
For
everybody,
Explosive Records.
The Everly Brothers!
Go Diddley.
We like to play records.
Lou Reed.
Isley Brothers!
We have so many records.
The Chambers Brothers.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
We like to play home records.
Yusuf Islam is Cat Stevens.
For the record, it's Balcony Radio.